Hey everybody, welcome back
Welcome
to
back Dear
Dear Mama.
Mama. I'm Shy.
And I'm Bella.
And my Bella baby, happy International Women's Day.
Oh yeah, Happy Women's Day.
We bad, y'all. Women rock.
No, we are dope.
Yeah, we are so dope. So happy International Women's Day to all you beautiful sisters
Woo!
out there in our universe. We
Right.
appreciate y'all. Y'all, we got to do better as women, support women, uplift women, be better women
Right.
because we are so dope.
We are.
Without us, there would be no world. Well, I'm sure God would have found a way, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yes, we're the creators.
Absolutely. So, Miss Bella, I heard you got something on your mind that you want to talk to the people about.
I don't know, I'm just kind of over the people at this point.
Not over the people. I got some
Oh
stuff
my
on my mind.
gosh.
Oh.
It's like everywhere you turn, we hate us more than anybody hates us. I'm like, oh my gosh.
And by
Like,
us,
this
y'all,
is
she
the
talking about black
problem.
folks.
Yeah. These melanated people, like, what is going on? It started with the rapper allegations, and they just attacked these women. Oh, they're doing this for clout. They want some money. They did this. Like, how can we never, ever hop on the side of the victim? But
But yeah,
yeah,
I'm
the way it's
sorry.
looking, like, if y'all following the story, now people trying to backpedal, like, oh shoot, they might have been telling the truth. What you thought? Like, come on, give people a chance. It was like as soon as, and a lot of times it does have something to do with the source. If this the person on the mic is kind of iffy, then okay, I get it. But that's like one or two accusations. Like, not double digits. Like,
Yeah, like
no.
how many are they up to now?
I don't even know at
It's
this
a bunch
point.
of them.
But it's just like we always,
Blame the
I don't know,
victim.
we hate us so bad. Like, I heard all this about the racism and all these racists and oh, they proud to stand up now and yada yada. These same people have been doing these same things and we hate ourselves. Like, stop trying to shift the blame because it's us. It's definitely us.
Yeah, I saw early, like when the allegations first appeared in the media and on social media, some people in the comments saying that they just want money and they're not asking for money. They're just,
Right, they turned the money down. Like,
yeah, the
I think it was yesterday we looked at a video and the lawyer supposedly reached out or something to their lawyer. Like, oh, is something we could pay? Like, and they were like, no, they want justice. So I ain't never seen a liar talking about justice and skipping over a check. I'm sorry, I'd never seen it go like that.
Yeah.
But yeah. But
Yeah,
it
she's.
ain't even about like the actual story itself. It's just I knew what the response was gonna be, and that's exactly what it was. Like, oh, they doing this for clout. Oh, y'all think this person did it. Like, come on already. Like, have y'all not seen enough for y'all to know that these celebrities are not who they post to be
Or who
and
they
are
claim
not
to be, who
who
they
they have you
appear to be.
thinking? Yeah, like, no, that's not what it is. We know that at this point. So well, please stop acting like adults that don't know better. Because, what? Like, you, that's something you should know. Give these people a chance already. But we hate ourselves. Stop it.
We
and
do the, hate the ourselves.
Women who birthed us.
I agree with that only because of this weekend. As you know, coming to America, coming to the number two America,
oh, yes,
came
that
out
was my second one.
This past weekend. And oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so Eddie Murphy has made some, like, okay, so the very first movie is my joint. You know that's like one of my favorites. I know it word for word. I watch it every time it comes on. I have like two DVDs of it. Like, it's, that's my joint. So I was really excited. I was kind of scared because you know how they do with sequels. Sequels don't usually go how you expect them to go.
Right.
And so they, people usually mess up sequels. And they made this movie PG-13 instead of R. Like, the first one was R, rated R. And this one was PG-13, which meant, you know, kids 13, age 13 and up. Anybody that ages 13 and up can watch the movie.
Mm.
And, man, social media went in on this movie.
It was ridiculous.
I was like, am I missing something? Like, did y'all watch the same movie?
Exactly. And, you know, like, I even asked y'all, because I was afraid to watch it. I'm like, golly, like, what is this movie all about, y'all? Because they were tearing it apart. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I didn't even know what to expect watching it. It made me go into it, like, because social media had been chewed it up and spit it out already.
Oh, my God. They went in on this movie, and I was just like, listen, one of my Facebook friends hated this movie so much. Like, he wrote his whole long post about it and then kept coming back. Like, even after, like, he had posted like 3 hours, he'd come back and comment again. Like, he was making, he got more comments on this post than anybody. Cause he kept coming back. It was like, oh yeah, and this is like, he just really I was like, am I missing something? And so we watched it again because I wanted to make sure, like, it wasn't me.
Like, right. Okay, sometimes you'd be like, okay, never, maybe I'm the problem.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, truth be told, it'll never be nominated for an Oscar.
Right.
But like, it is.
But were we expecting that?
Right. You shouldn't, number one, because, I mean, the first movie, let's be real, It's a farce of our culture.
Right.
Of the 80s. You know, the Jerry Curl and, you know, Africans and how people, you know, would come over and especially in New York and buy all this New York stuff. I love with, you know, the Yankees and the Nets and not the Nets, the Jets. paraphernalia and barbershop, like, black barbershops are notorious for those characters. And so it was really just for the culture.
Right.
He was just making fun of the culture, and we enjoyed it. It was funny because it was endearing to us. Like, we looked at the movie and we knew people who we knew or knew
that
people
reminded us of something.
Of somebody we didn't know. Thank you. I couldn't get it out.
Yeah.
People, you know, somebody that we knew. And so going into this movie, and then it's so crazy because 30 years later and people have been begging for a sequel because the original movie is so dope. And now that we've gotten the sequel, they tore it up. Could not understand for the life of me why they tore this movie up like that.
And this is before I even got on Facebook. I had been, like, away from Facebook. I don't know. Just sometimes I just don't log on to there. And so my feelings had come from Instagram before I even got to Facebook. And I got to Facebook, I was like, oh, these people are not having it. Okay. I did not even want to watch it. And I'm like, okay, now I got to watch it. Like, there's no way I cannot watch it. So I watched it. And I'm like, did I miss something?
Right.
Like, what? Why are y'all so angry? And my first thought was, we are our own worst enemy. And
we are.
You remember, I've been posting like that for the longest. Like, stop letting them tell y'all it's other people. Look beside you. The person who hates you is right there.
It be your own people.
It definitely be your own people. And I was like, golly, like, we really hate us so bad. And this is exactly what I was saying. Like, everybody was seeing, like, dang, like, get the movie a chance. I even saw people like, I'm not about to be a part of no Coming to America slander. Like, are y'all kidding me right now?
Right.
Like, and my thought was, okay, if you didn't like it, don't like it and discuss it with your homegirl offline. But with all your diverse bunch of friends, we're not doing that on here.
Yeah.
Cause now they looking like, dang, like they own people acting like this about it. Of course I ain't about to go watch it. And now that's messing up the numbers of something so cultural. And no, like, we are our own worst enemy. I don't know. It made me so mad. You know, it made me so mad.
I was mad, like, too. Like,
oh, my gosh.
I really felt some type of way, because if it were like a Boys in the Hood where they killing each other, or, you know, if Akeem disowned his son, you know, and didn't want to, you know, bring his son into the
royal. The son came in there flaming, dressed like a girl.
Or if the son was in Queens selling dope instead of selling, you know, tickets.
Right.
Or if the baby's mama.
Baby mamas.
And the wife was beefing because right. That's my man, and no, sis, I had him first.
Right.
Then they would have been all good with the movie. You know, that's what they look for. They look for these negative images of our people, and they celebrate the negative images. And they don't celebrate the beauty of what we saw. Like, he embraced his son without a DNA test. I was waiting all movie for the DNA test. And it never happened, and he embraced his son, and the baby mamas were, and the wife and the son's mother, let me not, you know, call them baby mamas, you know, embraced each other. Like, they became cool, got drunk together, like,
right.
You know,
but yeah, it was like
acceptance, and we saw each other, we saw our people as kings and queens and princesses, and it was beautiful.
It was. I'm like, y'all marched all summer. I'm talking about literally all freaking summer
in the
with
street
with masks on. Okay,
yeah,
and I'm talking about march all summer. For equality, which should be equity, but that's something else. But equality and reparations. And this movie just depicted, you don't even have to equal, because you, like, these people was they junk. Like, we don't have movies like that with people who look like us as royals, like who own their own jet, who have this franchise that has made it all the way to Africa. Like, we don't know that. So this movie is showing you that, and y'all don't appreciate it. Like,
right.
Everything.
And even the enemy, had a title. He was a general. Like,
right.
It was, and then they even came together at the end, like in peace. Like there was no war, and, you know, he talked about killing them, but it didn't come to that. You know, one fight scene where the girls dominated.
Right. Because
they were literal girls, these princesses.
And they definitely don't like that.
You know, yeah, oh, nah, they don't want to see a girl beating up on a dude because them girls kick them dudes behind.
I know, but it was cute. Like,
it was.
It was a play on the old movie.
It really was. I thought they did a really, kudos to the writers, all of the actors, all the people who made cameos, Morgan Freeman, James Earl Jones, all those people, Leslie Jones, all those famous people, and they brought back most of the original characters, like the original actors who portrayed those characters, and it was so beautiful to watch. Like, right. It was a great movie, and the story was great. Y'all don't listen to these people tear y'all down because this movie... It wasn't Oscar worthy, but it was a good movie.
It was good
for the culture.
It was definitely a cute movie. Like, I like how they modernized it now. That was one thing that made me not want to watch it. I kept hearing people say, oh, they tried to make it too modern. And so I was thinking, okay, so now they're like trying to depict Africa like a Wakanda. And so I went into it thinking that. And I'm like, no, they didn't even try to overdo it like that. It was just literally now. Like,
right.
That's what I would think it would be.
Because, I mean, the original was 30 years ago.
Right.
It was late 80s. Yeah, I was so over it. And now, okay, this ain't got nothing to do with our culture. But why do you want to cancel Pepe Le Pew?
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
Oh, you haven't?
Mm-mm. What happened?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm feeling the whole Dr. Seuss taking some of these books out because they portray images that could be considered racist.
Right. Now, and I feel like that was a big...
That was. You think it was a big mistake?
Yeah, the estate is who pulled the six, I think it was six titles that were like a definite no. But yeah. Like whoever put it out before definitely knew what they were doing. But
yeah,
kudos to the estate. Like they made the right move.
Kudos to the estate. Okay, I get it. That is so wonderful, because when you think back on these books, if you've ever read the books, what's the one, and to think I saw it on Mulberry Street, is that the one of the ones I think it was, and it was, I can't think of the names of the titles right now. I wrote them down and I don't have it in front of me, but anyway. So that is totally different. Now they want to cancel Pepe Le Pew.
Why?
So they're remaking, or no, they're doing a sequel to Space Jam. I'm scared about that one too, because, you know, Space Jam used to be my joint. I used to love that movie. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm a Looney Tunes fan. And I like Looney Tunes. But they're doing a sequel to Space Jam, and Pepe Le Pew is not gonna be in Space Jam because they view his character as being forceful towards women.
Oh,
like Pepe Le Pew is forceful.
I am through.
And you know, he's debonair and oui, monsieur. And you know, Pepe Le Pew, and they said he's being forceful. And so that goes against that whole Me Too
Hypersensitivity. If they don't get it together, their little feelings is about to be crushed, baby. Because they about to be snatching everything that you know and love. Everybody you know and love. And your feelings going to be hurt because y'all clearly too attached to this stuff.
This whole cancel culture is a thorn in my side because did you hear that they want to cancel Grease? The movie Grease.
You tagged me in that one. And I'm just like, oh, they complaining about something else. Yeah. Here we go again. And now some of this stuff, like, yes, but this not new. Like, the people who made it knew exactly what they were doing. So why are we acting like it's new, like it's a new concept, or it just started to hurt our feelings? Like, y'all too in, too deep. Oh, and my gosh, just watch the movie, 50s. Sing the songs, and go.
It was based on how people acted in that time in the 50s. First of all, it was made in the 70s. People were still, calling it a chick wagon, calling cars a chick wagon, because that's what it was. And, you know, when Danny and Sandy were at the drive-in and he tried to kiss her, talking about, no, nobody's looking. She was like, get off of me. You know, they complained about that scene, talking about it was rapey. Are you kidding me? Like, we're talking about Grease. If we cancel everything that shows or shines a negative light on bad behavior, we would have nothing from the past.
Right. Because they knew what they were doing. That is when that social engineering era started. Like, they knew exactly what they were putting on the TV. They knew what was going in the books. Like, they knew. So please stop making y'all grandchildren come on Twitter and play like now they're offended. Stop doing it, because we tired. Okay, we are tired. Okay, we are not offended. No. Okay, we're gonna watch the movie and we're gonna sing the songs and we're gonna go on about our business.
Right. And like, I wouldn't call it one of my favorite movies, but I like Gone with the Wind. But Gone with the Wind was about the Civil War. You know, where the South wanted to keep us in slavery.
Right.
So do we cancel Gone with the Wind?
Right. They want everything canceled.
Do we
cancel? They make them smile and bubble over with whipped cream and cherry on top down one head. No.
Yeah, because Mr. Rape Seeley over and over and over again.
Right, and that's the most celebrated movie in our culture. Like, what? Now y'all upset because they call it Mr. Potato Head? Like, man, if y'all don't get these folks up out of here.
They changing the toy, though.
Yes, they are. Because Mr. is no longer... I thought it was a Miss, too.
So. A Mr. Potato Head and a Mrs. Potato Head.
Yeah.
They got to. If you don't want your potato head to be gender specific, buy both.
Right.
And that way you can mix your parts.
Exactly.
They don't give them genitals. They don't give them genitals. So you can't tell them apart once you take them apart.
Oh boy.
I don't get it. I swear, just y'all irritate myself.
My man. Sometimes I seriously have to just log out because are you kidding me right now? Girl, if you don't take this down, because one, that isn't how you feel. Okay. You still dating somebody who's still trying to rap. That's not how you feel, okay? Get in touch with your real culture and stop playing like this little stuff offends you.
Y'all, we got to do better. We got to do better as a culture, like, as a people. Like, we really, really do. And I know we, as, you know, as a culture, don't have anything to do with Pepe Le Pew, Dr. Seuss, and Mr. Potato Head in Grease. We don't. But y'all are irritating us.
Yeah.
Like, you really are irritating my soul. Y'all got to stop with this crabs in a barrel mentality. Stop pulling each other down. It's time to lift our culture up.
You ain't going to tell them nothing. It's about to show them right on in just a few minutes why they need to be sticking together, and that should have been the practice, and that should have been the norm. And now the people who faking like that was how they felt and that was real life, that was what my post was about. Like, it's about to pull your card now, because now you're about to see that you're gonna be supporting Black business or what, going without. So they about to see. You ain't got to beg.
We got to stop. We just do. It's not a good look, first of all. It's not a good look, first of all. And it's just not. Man, do y'all think we acted like this before they brought us over here from Africa? I don't think we.
Or the ones who was here already. Like,
I can sit here and blame it on, you know, people who took us from the motherland and brought us over here and made us slaves. You know, how they pit us against one another. I can blame it on them, but we have to have the thought that this is not how we should be as a people. Like, we can't pull another Black man down, because, you know, we'd be quick. I'll admit, I'm like one of the first ones to say I am not working for Black people.
What?
I used to work for a Black-owned business, and man, I said I would never work for another Black man ever in my life. And I ended up doing it, and it ended up being one of the worst jobs I ever had. I ended up going back and working for some Black people, and I said it was like one. I was miserable.
Oh wow!
You know I was miserable. But it's because of it's because of what we're talking about. It be your own people. Mm. It be your own people who mistreat you. Like, I don't want to go back to working for Black people, because the Black people I've worked for, other than my daddy, have mistreated me.
That's because we're not used to structure. We're not used to being in position.
You're not talking about me.
No, I said we, as like Black people. We're not used to being in a position of power. Like, we're not used to that. We're not trained. Like, some other cultures, their children are trained that way because they know they're going to be in leadership somewhere. We're not trained like that. So when we get it, it's like, oh, like, this is what this feels like. Okay. Like,
and you got to step on the necks of the people who are helping you. Like, that's not how
it should be, but that be happening.
That's been my experience.
Yeah, and it's because of, like you said, that mentality that was forced upon how we deal with one another. And I don't know, it got to be a conscious effort. Like, we can't be still blaming something on.
Yeah, we can't. We can't. I can sit here and say it, but we have to stop blaming it on, you know, master is the reason why we do each other this way. No, we have to today in 2021 stop and think, oh, we need to come together as a culture, as a people, and lift each other up. We need to support each other. And we don't do that.
Mm-mm.
We pull each other down. Like, okay, Eddie Murphy and all these fabulous people just made a movie with no killing and shooting and drugs and no adultery. Like, none of that. and you can't celebrate that.
Right.
Like, I don't know what y'all was looking for, but, and you know, Black women are coming forward saying that these people who are celebrities did me harm, and you want to attack those women.
Right.
Like, no, we can't do that.
And automatically call them liars. Oh, why didn't they come out earlier? Why didn't they say something when it happened? Have you ever been victimized? That'd be my first question. I hear people talking, were you touched? Like, what? Has this happened to you before? Because you don't know how to react. You don't know how to respond. You don't know how long it takes before it sets in and you're even comfortable speaking about it. So shut up. Because nobody even asked you.
Exactly. You know, it wasn't until a few years ago that I realized that, you know, I had been assaulted, sexually assaulted, and I had blocked it out. I had completely blocked it out and blocked it from my memory, like completely, until I was sitting in a conference and this woman was telling her story at the conference, a speaker, one of the speakers, and she described my entire experience. It wasn't until she described it verbatim that I was like, oh, shoot, like, what? Wait, what? Like, I was completely taken off guard. I had to go through counseling.
Right.
And y'all don't know, you don't know how you will react if you've never been in that situation. So, stop it, y'all.
Right. Stop it. And that's what made me mad after, I guess, because I'm an adult and you feel like you should tell me. But I think that's what made me feel the type of way, because I'm like, some people suppress those feelings. For one, you're dealing with a celebrity. You're in danger for speaking out on something like that anyway. And y'all know this. So they saying something now. Like, I don't know. I'm over it.
I don't know, but y'all need to stop. I know that. I wish y'all would stop. But we are a beautiful, we so bad, y'all, as a people, that other cultures copy us. That's how dope we are.
Right.
You know, they copy our music. They copy our style. They copy our looks. They copy us because we're so dope. But we don't see each other as being so dope. Like, you can't celebrate your brother. You can't celebrate your sister just for being beautiful. And y'all gotta stop. Y'all gotta stop.
It made me be like, is this thing people raised on hate? Like, golly, like, why y'all so angry and mad with the next person? Especially, and that's what surprised me about coming to America. Because usually, for celebrities, they cheer. Like, they be ranting and raving. They be done posted it 10,000 times. They be done gave a positive review and bought a t-shirt. And, like, they be going in. So, I was kind of surprised at that. Like, oh, this is a castle of, so I guess they weren't, like, our age celebrities except for, like, Tiana. But, yeah, like, definitely not for people that they know personally.
Yeah.
That'd be the kicker. Like, clap for the people around you. And your situation will change quickly. Because when you're in that wave, somebody else is riding this wave and it comes up on you, what you gonna do? You gonna go right with it. So, go with it. Cheer until your turn comes. It's okay.
And y'all, we're not saying that you have to like come into America,
right?
Or, you know, that, and we know, you know, people are innocent until proven guilty. We understand all that. Don't come for the victims, number one. Number two, if you don't like the movie, it's all good. You don't have to like the movie, but don't call the movie trash and just go in on Eddie Murphy and the rest of the cast just because. Like, I don't know what y'all were expecting when y'all were watching this movie. For those of you who thought it was trash, the movie was not trash. Like, if you didn't like it, fine. Just say you, like, it wasn't what I expected. And you know, I really just didn't care for it. And leave it at that. Y'all ain't got to go in on the movie, like.
Not in like public. Y'all doing.
Yeah, for real, not in public. And then support your sisters, support your brothers, y'all. And if you are in a position of leadership, don't step on the necks of the people that's working for you.
Right. Especially when you're in leadership at somebody else's spot. Because a lot of businesses feel off of the person running it, not the ownership.
Right. Mentor those people.
Right. I feel like every Chick-fil-A manager can be running a side hustle right now on customer service. I'll come onboard your staff for so-and-so an hour. I'm paying. I don't know about nobody else, but I need my folks acting like they're employees.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all, we got to do better. And all you cancel culture folks, stop. Stop it.
Yeah.
It's we ain't canceling everything. You learn when you know better, you do better. So let's not create any more Pepe Le Pews. But don't cancel him.
I'm like, we didn't let it go too far. Like, some things, like blatant disrespect and racism and sexism, that's one thing. But digging too deep into these, like, very vague representations, y'all, it'd be too much. Y'all need to sit down with that.
Y'all need to sit down with it. It's too much.
But we still love y'all, though.
Yeah, we do. We love it. And we want y'all to come back.
Right.
And get some more. But, you know, y'all, don't irritate us, y'all. Y'all be better. When you know, like I said, when you know better, you do better. And we just want y'all to do better. We ain't perfect. I know,
because I used to do this too. But I'm like, okay, at what point, I don't know, I feel like if COVID ain't changed your whole mindset, then you supposed to be stuck. Because, like, I just look at things totally differently. And, yeah, we need to be sticking together and not tearing each other down.
Yeah, we really do. Really, really do. Because, you know, I was just thinking. Like, Eddie has made some really bad movies.
Oh.
I love him, though. He has made some bad movies. This just wasn't one of them. You could tell I'm really upset by Coming to America. This wasn't one of them. This wasn't a Norbit or a Vampire in Brooklyn.
I like Norbit.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not something I'm just going to keep on watching, but I laughed.
Yeah, it wasn't a Golden Child. Golden Child wasn't one of his best movies, but you know, whatever. He did the doggone thing, Coming to America, and he did it. He did it with the original, and he did it again with the sequel. And those are my 2 cents.
But we still live, y'all.
Again, we still love y'all.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Thank you for listening.
Hanging out with us today.
We appreciate it. Ladies, enjoy this month because it is Women's Month. Enjoy the month because women, you are beautiful. Ladies, you are beautiful. And we love y'all. We appreciate y'all.
And make sure you guys follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dear Mama Podcast. And we'll see you guys back here next week. Bye.
Bye.